We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Starting with the big news of the day, though, Tiger Woods has some leg injuries and is in surgery right now following a one-car crash in California.
In Palos Verdes.
You know that area well,
yeah,
Bobby.
Yeah, when I almost signed with the Raiders. I even had a house picked out in that area in Palos Verdes. God, it's 1990, 30 plus years ago. But yeah, if you go off the highway, I could see why the car would roll over, what actually occurred. And with Tiger being trapped with the jaws of life, having to take him out of the car, now significant leg injuries, you know, you pray for him that, you know, he'll be all right. But I don't know, Christian, you know, we're primarily talking about sports and, you know, one of the greatest golfers ever, if not the greatest. Will he be able to, you know, because it was like we always took this for granted. He's going to catch Jack Nicklaus.
Yeah.
You know, he's going
to. His trajectory was there. He was on that trajectory to do so.
But now this is in his back, and then his back's all jacked up. So I don't know.
Joining us now, Ryan Ballingy, owner of Golf News Net. Ryan, I apologize if I pronounced your last name incorrectly, but thanks for joining us.
No, we're good. Thanks for having me on.
So what do we know? What's the latest with Tiger right now?
So Woods has been transported to the Harbor UCLA Medical Center, where he has undergone some kind of surgery. We'll get a better update on probably what his condition is from the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, which has provided the most information about this accident. They were the respondents to this. They're going to have a news conference at 6 p.m. Eastern time to talk about the accident and presumably somewhat Woods' condition. We don't really have an update beyond Woods has been taken to the hospital and from his agent, Mark Steinberg, that he was taken into surgery. He does have leg-related injuries. The L.A. County Sheriff said that they ultimately didn't wind up using the jaws of life, even though they initially said that. They extracted him from the windshield. That's kind of a technical point. But they did say he does have non-life-threatening injuries and that, frankly, he's lucky to be alive.
Ryan, is there any toxicology reports or any indication that he may have been under the influence of any kind?
They did not perform one, and probably for myriad reasons, at the crash scene. There's no indication that anything amiss had happened here, whether with alcohol or with drugs. Obviously, there is some inclination toward that because of Woods' arrest under DUI in Jupiter, Florida, a number of years back when he was leaving his restaurant around 3 in the morning and was visibly under the influence of drugs at that time. But it doesn't seem like, at least based on what we know to this point, that any kind of foul substance was involved.
Now, Ryan, you never know what, I think it was like 7:15 in the morning Pacific time. So we're on Central, so 9:15. So that's early in the morning. You know, you might have an early tee time or where you're heading. But my understanding was only a one-car accident. So a lot of times when it's a one-car accident, you would think you either distracted or speed was involved when you're considering when another car is not involved.
Yeah, that would seem the insinuation. That part, that particular road that Woods was on in Rancho Palos Verdes is very windy and apparently is subject to a lot of similar accidents to this because people can catch speed quickly on this road and not realize the kind of turns that they have to make. And all of a sudden you find yourself going through the median, which apparently Woods' vehicle did go through the median, rolled over a number of times, and then wound up some 10 to 15 yards up on the hillside. He was driving a courtesy car from the Genesis Invitational, the PGA Tour event he had just hosted over the weekend. He was in the Rancho Palos Verdes area. for a two-day shoot with Golf Digest. He does video series with them, so he was there for that. Getty Images just started posting their images from the accident scene a little while ago, and off to the side of the accident where they're cleaning it up and doing whatever investigation piece they have to do. Woods' luggage and other personal effects are just kind of in a pile just off to the side. So it seemed like he had his luggage. He was potentially going to catch a flight to go home to Florida after the two-day shoot and after hosting the tournament. That would be kind of what you would think. That's the reason why you would have your luggage in your car if you're Tiger Woods. So that would be my guess, is that's where he was heading, especially since he was going northbound, so he could conceivably be going from Palos Verdes to LAX to get home, or whatever private airfield he might leave from to get there.
Now, Ryan, I think I seen an interview last week. It might have been a week and a half. I think it was last week, where obviously the Masters just around the corner, and Tiger was saying, hopefully I could play, but then their odds, I don't know, his back is still messed up. So now, considering this accident with his legs, boy, this is something that could be serious, speaking from a sports perspective, that he might have seen his better days in golf in the future.
Yeah, it would seem that way. I mean, it's hard to speculate on what his trajectory is, not knowing specifically what his injuries were or what it's going to take to get them fixed. I mean, is it akin to an Alex Smith situation where you're going to have a couple dozen surgeries just to get back to a quality of life where you can walk without a tremendous amount of pain? As you mentioned, he just underwent a fifth back surgery in December, a microdiscectomy, which means they take a piece of your back out. I mean, that's a recovery period unto itself of about 2 months. So he was just starting to get to the point where he was going to have an MRI this week to figure out if he might be able to start to do some more stuff, maybe chip and putt, maybe start to think about golf activities. Obviously, that's long gone at this point. So I would think it's, again, really difficult to speculate without knowing the extent of his injuries, but you have to imagine that the recovery period from something like this is going to be 3 to 6 months at a minimum, and that kind of puts this year out of reach, and then who knows where you go from here.
You know, Ryan, just looking at the national coverage, now, it wasn't like a tragic death like we have with Kobe Bryant, but just the national coverage, not just sports, you know, stations, but from a national perspective, how people are aware and are interested and acknowledge like Tiger Woods and his impact. Anybody that can go by one name like Tiger, and you know who you're talking about. I mean, it's amazing his influence that all of a sudden, oh, Tiger Woods is in a bad automobile accident. And kind of remind me of the tragic death of Kobe Bryant, that Tiger Woods has that kind of impact.
Yeah, he's on the short list of people who are one name artists or athletes. You know who you're talking about when you say the word Tiger. And for golf's benefit, for the last, basically his entire life, but in a professional perspective, for the better part of 30 years, he has been the name in golf and the name that has attracted people from outside golf to be interested in the sport. And yes, beyond 2018 and 2019, when he came back and kind of had that 24-month period of the best part of the closing part of his career, it seems. The golf is trying to move on. Golf is trying to create a new crop of stars to have that next generation and to be able to take the baton from Tiger. And nothing against Dustin Johnson, Rory McIlroy, Jordan Spieth, guys like that. They're incredible players, and they're important in their own right, but they don't have the same pool and are never going to have the same pool of Tiger Woods. And that's really unfortunate for golf right now, that what its best ambassador, its best possible ambassador, can't compete and may not be in the spotlight for some time to come.
Do you think that this all but assuredly pushes him out of the Masters?
I think so. I mean, I can't imagine, if you've been in a serious car accident coming off a back surgery, that you're going to be able to play golf a month and a half from now in the biggest golf tournament in the world. But there have been greater miracles in the history of mankind, but I would think it'd be very unlikely.
It's amazing he survived the crash. When you said the car flipped over 10 to 15 times?
At least multiple times. I mean, I don't think they could probably say for certain, but if you can do the math of the space between the median on that road and how far he wound up the hillside, it's kind of hard to imagine it didn't roll over a lot of times, whatever number that is, enough that he has to be extremely fortunate to be alive.
You know, Ryan, we all have kids, or some of us have kids, and I know Tiger looking, playing with his son. Boy, that was like a must-see moment on TV. When you look at him interacting with his boy and playing the game of golf.
Charlie, yeah.
And now, when you look at this, that's something you think about the human being, and that it's not just Tiger Woods by himself in a vacuum. That is truly Tiger Woods and an extended family, and now having kids involved with their father.
Yeah, I mean, that's my first thought in thinking about when this happened, is what's his quality of life going to be like? Not as a golfer or an athlete, but just as a human being. What are you going to be able to do? I mean, his kids are getting into middle school age or high school age. Charlie, as you mentioned, played with him in the PNC Championship in December, his last tournament, before having the back surgery. Charlie has his mannerisms on the golf course down to the letter. They dress alike. Charlie's an incredible talent. Tiger has spent a good amount of time in the last couple of years encouraging his son, attending tournaments with him, caddying for him, trying to kind of help him along. I mean, who to have better as a golf coach than Tiger Woods? And you could see that relationship developing, and I'm sure he has a similar relationship with Sam, his daughter, who's older. I mean, if you have kids, that's the first thing you probably think of in something like this is, what about his children? What about his family? And hopefully, whatever becomes of this, that he's able to have a quality of life where he can be a good dad to his kids who are about to get into some of the best years of their lives.
Ryan Ballingee, GolfNewsNet. Thank you so much for the time, man. We appreciate it. We'll reach out to you soon.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Ryan Ballingee, Tiger Woods involved in a single car crash. He is currently in surgery to protect, to repair some fractures, multiple leg fractures, and I think both legs. We'll keep you up to date as we get them here on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.